Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, July 13th. It's a Saturday night, the 13th, not a Friday, the 13th. Well, last night we had Stanton Friedman on. It was great having him. And we had a lot of fun talking about the UFO stuff, especially over the things that are going on in Texas right now. And I wanted to remind everybody he will be on Larry King next weekend, probably Friday night. Anyhow, tonight we're going to have a couple of good sessions. The first one we're going to talk about is up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's going to be interesting. And it starts out where we have just rubbed our hands together. Like you're clapping your hands, only you're rubbing them back and forth, and you pull them apart and feel the energy. That's where it starts. The second section will be talking about the scalar wave tendencies of the irradiator, which is a lot of fun, too. So let's see if we can get Dr. Bell going here. See if he's around. Are you there, Dr. Bell? Sometimes he's a little bashful, you know, but he'll start up here in a minute.
No. Together like this.
There he is.
Try it. Okay.
They're rubbing the hands together. And then you pull them apart.
Now pull your hands apart and see if you can feel an energy field between your hands. Okay? It's real strong in this building. You'll feel it. If you take that energy field and move it down on a piece of grapefruit juice or orange juice, it will change the pH of that because the life force is there and this will become sweet. You can do the same thing with the pyramid. You can put it on there without doing that with your hands and it'll also become sweet. So what happens is if you rub your hands together like this and get it going, try that again. It's like the people on the front row. I'll just show you. You can try this at my booth later. Now hold your hands up. Now watch the pyramid enhance that feeling. See? Hold them up like this.
You feel it better. Like this. Now do that now. Feel it change? Yeah. Like this. Maybe the rest of you, I don't have time to do the whole audience, but I'll just do the front row. You come down to the booth and try it, you know? See the difference? So when you use this structure, it's aiding the prana or the life force in the body. Without. Now, did anybody on the front row not feel this? Anybody, you guys, did not feel the difference? You didn't feel it. But everybody else did. If you didn't feel it, this means some of your body's blocked, and you just need to build your sensitivity up. Okay? So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5 out of 6 isn't too bad. Okay? Yeah.
How can you protect yourself in the
dream state? We use the irradiator, and we use the pyramid structures. Pyramid structure, which you sleep in, is like this, okay? We discovered a long time ago when I was at Pyramid Power 5, we used to make a science kit. This was back in the early 70s when I first got into this. We used to give you a little wooden pyramid and two little containers of plastic with little shrimp eggs and some brine solution. And you'd hatch these little eggs in the brine solution. You had one group inside a small pyramid, you know, in one part of the room, and 10 feet away you had another group, the same shrimp, same solution, not in the pyramid. These represented single cells in the body. 6 to 8 weeks, religiously, all the shrimp were out of the pyramid, would all be dead, floating on the top. And a year later, these guys inside the pyramid were getting pretty good size. They're almost big enough to eat now. You know, they're getting so big. The reason for that is the ones over there died in the radiation that's prevalent in the air. So we have these larger pyramids with the orbs and different things you can put on top. And this allows you to, it protects you. At night when you go to sleep, the first stage of sleep is where your brain uses 80% of its nutrition. How many of you fall asleep when you're real tired and you wake up in an hour and your body is all wet and perspired because you're really, you know, you're really running some heat off of your body? That's burning off all the toxins, okay? That's the detox part of the body. Where your energy is only your aura field is only 2 inches away from your physical body. And it's during this time that the spine unloads. When the spine unloads, it releases more electricity. And so what happens is radiation from a radar set or a television transmitter or a taxi cab or a citizen's band radio or one of these handheld cellulars, it could be anything, hits that radiation body. And so you get that jumping sensation. You're going back into your body. When you sleep in a pyramid, that goes away. Okay? It stops. You might get it once in a while, but it's very rare. Then what happens is, after you've gone through this period of detox, then you start dreaming. And that could be in an hour, 2 hours, or 10 hours, depending on how clear your body is. When you start dreaming, your body moves immediately 13 feet out. Your astral body moves 13 feet out up on the astral plane. And you're now separating from the physical plane. This is where the grays come in. Okay? They can come right in set your body up, do something, pull you back into your body, but not instead of pulling you back into your body, they're containing your body, physically transport your body up into a ship and do whatever. Because they can lock in, they can get in between your astral body and your physical body with their energy. It's a high form of hypnosis. And it comes out as a vague dream, if anything, to some people. Yeah.
Very strong spiritual
vibe. Yeah. Protect you,
if something is happening at night.
Well, it depends on. Let's put it this way: I've had some incredibly powerful spiritual guides, and still sometimes the guides will allow you to have the experience. I know I was allowed to have the experience, a very powerful negative experience. They almost killed my wife. Okay, physically killed her one time. In different encounters that we've had. So you're liable to get a taste of it whether you have strong guides or not. And if you're not on top of it and your guides aren't always there and you got that kind of communication, you're definitely a prime target for their activities. This is the first device I'm showing you here. That other slide was just went into the Hieronymus effect, and it's first being patented years ago, which I won't go into today. This is a star orb. This wire right here goes into the ground wire, the third wire in your plug. Okay, this is for negating ELF in a room or changing the environment of a room around. We have a larger version of it. It's called the Devastar. And the other night I videotaped the part of the Moonraker, because the Devastar is a really powerful device for absorbing radiation. And when Pinewood Studios in England produced the James Bond movie Moonraker, they used one of these things to make the space station invisible, but they had it chrome-plated. If you ever watch Moonraker, you'll see it. It's quite clear in there in one of the scenes that they show. This is used for larger buildings. Now, in Laguna Beach, we live on top of a vortex. And being on top of a volcano or a vortex, this volcano or vortex that I've been living in goes down into the core of the Earth. It's been used by different Tibetan masters, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, to program other vortexes around the world. Because one of the things that we do is we network you to different vortexes all around the world when you get into the networking programs, which follows on after you've got into this a little bit more than today. And in the process of doing that over the years, I've had to increase, I've got so much ELF and so much activity from the grays in our house, and I've been in this house since it was new in 75, that we've had to increase a number to two of these things, one of these and one of the others in our house, to keep the radiation effects out. And I'm almost thinking of putting a third one in right now, because on a planetary level, it's really starting to get intense. This is a solar orb in which you can place a gemstone in here, and it generates a radiation out of it that's very positive for the brain. You can put this over your desk or a study area to enhance your studies a lot. This is called an ion shower. What an ion shower does, we didn't bring one of these to the show because they're pretty large to transport, but this generates has a 50,000 volt Tesla negative ion pulse that's generated down into this thing. And you put it up over your head. And what happens is when you go out and you lose your creativity and you come back in and you want to restore it, it hits your body with so much energy, so much life force and negative ionization focus that it completely flushes the carbon monoxide out of your system in a matter of seconds rather than waiting 24 hours. And so it's called the ion shower. And it causes your hair to stand up a little bit on the end, and it's quite an effect. So that was also given to us by the Pleiadians. This device here is called an irradiator. And what the irradiator does is it generates, we have down in our booth little catalogs down there called systems catalogs, but it generates a radionic field of a positive nature. Now, radionic fields of a negative nature were discovered in this country in 1947 when the Navy took pictures of locusts and different insects in farmers' crops, took them into a laboratory, and took the picture, stuck it in the box, the little black box, and then had the farmer whose crop owned it come into the laboratory and put insecticides in there and turn the dial on the box every day. They found that they could get rid of insects in that in fields at great distances using the photograph, the black box, and the insecticide. That was the negative side of it. That's where the patents came from. They were given to T. Gale and Hieronymus. And these energy fields come out of here in a positive way, and this is programmed into the big pyramid that you sleep in at night. And so when you get into your astral body, this guy hooks right up, connects right to it, and immediately you get a response from it. In Death of Ignorance, I go into great detail. There's been a lot of attempts by science to duplicate this technology, but so far, nobody really hasn't come as close to it. You can get an idea of the field right here. It's a scalar wave. You can see some of these pyramids are upside down. Some of these pyramids are right side up. Now, we use a lot of master crystals in our system. This is one that weighed 300 pounds. It's over in Europe now. And we mine these down in Arkansas. We have a mining operation down there. We mine all sorts of quartz along with the Colemans, and we put it into positive use. And we teach people in our seminar series, our tape series, how to use these things. When you go into a heavier level of systems utilization, and you get ready to go into what's called the networking level, then it's necessary to have a master crystal. How many of you in Europe have master crystals right now? Okay, one, two. Those of you that don't, if you ever go to Arkansas and drive around Mount Ida, you'll come to little crystal shops along the way. And you go in there, and there may be this one crystal that they won't sell you. They say, that's our master crystal. And even though they don't understand how it works, for any price, you won't get that crystal, regardless of how big, small it is, if that's their master crystal. Because when a master crystal comes into your life, it attaches yourself to the mental energies and the physical energies of the body. If somebody, if you go away and have that master crystal at your house and somebody wants to come in and sneak up in at night and take things away from you, the master crystal will block their thoughts and make them so paranoid and afraid and they'll go the other way. It becomes a great protector as well as other different things. And I'm sure everybody that has one has had an experience with their master crystal. This is called an Omnion. This is a technology that we use between the new moon and the full moon. And what it does is it causes a great shift in the vortexes. It creates a tremendous vortex in your house. It's like having the vortexes down in Sedona in your living room, that kind of thing, when you use one of these. These are some of the amplifiers that we use. This is a table that we use in Laguna Beach. It has all these sitting on them that we use with our systems down there. Now also, when we get into systems technology, we get ready to activate the systems. And you can we have to use sound. Sound technology is very important. And for that reason, we have created our own sound system. We have our own recording studios. Sound pollution is one of the worst forms of pollution that there is. It's one of the greatest forms of pollution besides radiation itself and the destruction of the immune system to cause a shortening of the lifespan. For example, if you were living on Era, you never in your life would ever hear a police siren. You would never hear a bus honk or a horn honk. You would never hear a big crowd roaring in some disharmonious sound or somebody screaming all over the place. Or a jet taking off over your house. Or a military jet buzzing or a helicopter hovering down the street. You never would hear those sounds, ever, because they don't exist there. Because it's a society that doesn't have that stress on it. And long ago, and if you realize that creation started with Aum, sound. Matter of fact, creating beam ships are sound-powered, light-separated. So what has to happen is you have to reintroduce sound into your lives of a proper magnitude. Sannyasi first educated us into sound technology when she allowed us to record beam ships and hovering in Switzerland. These sounds were then brought over here to America and ran through what's called sound spectrum analyzers. And we began to look at what was the component of the sound that made these things so different. In the process of doing that, we found a 1 kilohertz carrier with a series of frequencies of sound that worked down through the DNA level, RNA level of the body. And what was most important about the sounds that we heard about was what's called the timber. How many of you in here don't know what the timber is of a sound? Okay, for those of you that don't know, the timbre is, if you played a middle C on a piano, and a middle C on a violin, it's the same note, same chord structure, different sound, right? That's because of the timbre. Timbre becomes very important. The first timbres to arrive in this world in the last 25,000 years came from the Pleiadians and were dropped off by Pleiadian teachers known as Rishis and given to the Brahmins. From this dropping off of technology or knowledge, instruments were created in Tibet to duplicate the proper timbre structure for the human soul to be able to soar to great heights in the physical body. And of course, this instrument, the first instrument they gave was a sitar, which I'm sure you've heard. Other instruments followed, but primarily in that region. When technology came to the Western world with various kinds of synthesizers, which basically came about 1987, when Roland introduced what was known as the D50 linear arithmetic synthesizer, we were able to electronically not only duplicate the timbres of a Pleiadian ship, but we were able to supersede them. The importance of duplicating these timbres was that in a sustained note, if these timbres went into your body, it would cleanse the body, the sound element of the body, of all these disharmonic vibrations. As a result of that, all this crap from sound pollution would be released. So in the first tape that we produced, we used the Pleiadian ship all the way through the tape in the form of a rock opera called The Fellowship. We introduced the timbres of the Pleiadian consciousness. When you first hear some of the sustained parts of this particular music, it may sound a little strange to you and a little different. But what happens is, this difference that you're hearing is what you're used to, and this is what you, and what you're attracted to is what you're not used to. After you hear it for a few weeks, you'll be addicted to it. And you'll hear it all the time, especially when you're driving around. Now, what'll happen is, if you're like me, I play all these different tapes because each one has a different effect. But I may play them a whole lot and get tired of one of them. So I don't hear my own music or this kind of music for maybe a week or so. And I go out and listen to other forms of music and get polluted again. And then I'm starving to hear some particular song that I might like on the Fellowship album. The next area that we went into in sound reproduction was to deal with the specific gravity or the water changes, the lunar changes on the body. So we created Atlantis Rising, which is a story of Atlantis. If you read the J card, it talks about the grays, and each one of these J cards tells a story, which is a card inside. Basically, this album starts deep underwater. In order to make it realistic, we took live dolphins, we took live whales, and recorded their sounds and planted them on this tape. So this has another effect on your consciousness, Atlantis Rising. This tape right here is Galactic Meditation. We did this in Europe with 19 different Japanese bowls, several Oriental instruments, and three synthesizers. This is for a very deep meditation where you go completely into another zone. So it's a steady type of tape or sound. It doesn't progress. These two are progressive. This one is not. This is an opening kind of tape. Entirely different music, different kind of effect on the chakras than the other two. And this one right here is one that was produced by the guy downstairs, Maitreya, Ron, his name is, Shambhala Warrior, and it takes you through different forms of attachment. It teaches you how to disassociate yourself with your ego and not get caught up in false messiahs and false prophets. This is kind of a psychological thing to release you and become who you are rather than, so it's got kind of got words and stuff on it. So these are some of the music things that we do, and I just wanted to kind of throw that in. Can we, let's see, now I'll turn these lights off. Those lights, I think they're in the back maybe. Let's turn all those lights off so it gets dark in here. There we go. This is one of our light generators that we use in our living room. We use different light generators. These we have made in Japan, and we sell them to people that need them for their systems. But this gives you an idea of the light frequencies that are generated. These light frequencies are totally synchronized in one of these light shows. They're totally synchronized to different tapes, different sounds. When we do our intensive seminar in Laguna Beach, sometimes we have to do it in shifts, but we take everybody during the course of the seminar up into our living room, which you'll see in a minute, and basically allow them to go on a trip to some other planet or the Pleiades or whatever. It kind of produces that effect. Here is one of the seminars that I do when I'm not here, one of the longer ones, where we're actually having a group. I'm playing live music in this one, we're activating the sounds and the energy fields on our systems, and the whole group is having experiences. When I do a two-day seminar, like a private seminar, the one in Laguna, everybody has an experience, an extraterrestrial experience, and you learn to program crystals. It's part of the seminar. I can't do that 2 hours. It takes training. It takes exercises. We have meditations, breathing exercises, all sorts of things that we to break your body down to get it ready for it. Try to get out of the way so you guys can see it. This is the Fire Star Orb. One of the things that we use, it's a highly developed device. This device, people scrub their hands and they open up because it's a huge device on the wall, as you can see by this person standing here. And this completely permeates the body. This is part of one of our networking devices that connects you with other groups in the world, but also causes you to connect with extraterrestrials. And we use that a lot for people that are becoming contactees. But it also releases different things in the body. And you have to program each one of these sections individually with different gemstones. And you can have psychics show you how to do that. We have ones that are trained in it, or you can figure it out for yourself. This is some of the energy of the irradiators. Okay, I'm going to have to skip. This system here was one of our first systems that Maitreya downstairs ever used. And he had it in his house in Hawaii. As a matter of fact, that child who's sitting in that picture is one of his kids, was born in this system. And you see him downstairs with some of the pyramids that he uses. This particular system, he put it up in Hawaii, and the Dalai Lama came along and saw it and got into that. This is one of the earlier, this happened back in 1981. What happened when he had it set up in Hawaii, the Dalai Lama came, got in it, and took Ron downstairs. I forget what booth he's in, but he's right underneath there. And he took him to Tibet. And now he's, of course, down there teaching all about the Shambhala connection. But it all started with this system right here back in 1981. He can tell you the story himself down there. It's that great big white guy that's real happy, you know, all the time. And he's got a big white outfit on. It says, "Be harmless." You want to learn about the Dalai Lamas? The guy will teach you, I'll tell you. He knows all about them. This is a system in here. I got to go faster. Now, we have another device that is called the Champagne Reflector. And you'll see that in a minute. It's very powerful. And what it does is it deprograms you and allows you to see up on the etheric planes. How many of you in here have heard of a place called Shambhala? Okay? Because Shambhala physically exists in the second ether. There's another system up near Aspen, Colorado that I visited up in the mountains up behind Bluebells that also has a big ethereal city that if you, in the proper frame of mind, you can see it. But most people are programmed. And if you think you're not programmed, look at this here and see if you see a triangle in there. If you do, you're programmed. I'm serious. If you can look at that for a little while, which if you try looking at this for a little while, and that triangle starts to disappear, then you're deprogramming yourself. Just take a minute or two with it and see what happens. See if it starts to disappear. I end up seeing three Pac-Mans and three triangles. See how it starts to flash in and out? Catch yourself? Okay. We have a device that teaches you how to do that permanently. Okay. That's called a Champagne Reflector. This is all kinds of stuff that happens where this society is programmed to be like sheep. And these are the examples. You can prove it in a million different ways. I have to move on now. Okay, this is a view from the our house. We can see about 100 miles in every direction because we're on top of one of the highest mountains in Southern California down along the coast. And we have a lot of sightings up here. That's Long Beach way down there. We're in Laguna. You look the other way, you see down towards Dana Point in San Diego. This is our living room. Well, that's the end of that one. So now we'll go to the second phase here. As soon as I switch the energy around a little bit. And we're going to start talking about the radiator, which is pretty cool. Let's see what Dr. Bell, I'm going to find him again now. Where are you, Dr. Bell? There we are. He's coming up here, sneaking around back there.
Yeah, original Home Life Expo. November 15th through the 18th, 1991, Los Angeles, California. Program D-269.
Take W-10B.
This is an irradiator that generates a scalar wave. There's one down there in our room. This type of
technology,
when you go to sleep at night in your pyramid, if you're sleeping with a pyramid over your bed, it's protecting you from that jumping sensation as you get from radiation, because your body is trying to recharge and get rid of toxins for the first 2 hours, and then after that is trying, in the last hours of sleep, reach rapid eye movement sleep, which is called, which is your spiritual recharge, where you have a 13-foot aura and beyond. And during rapid eye movement sleep is when you go out and you contact people that you've known in other lives, the extraterrestrial teachers or whatever. And if you don't get that, some kind of form of that every night, you basically go crazy after a while, as studies have said. So we've developed pyramids that you sleep in, which we have them on our booth, number 300, you can look at them. Some of you may already have your own. And what happens is, once you have this pyramid effect going on and you're sleeping in it and you're having a much more relaxed sleep, then we can use stairway technology and take you into the fourth dimension with full waking consciousness, and that's what that radiator does. It's a much more powerful form of the receptor, similar to the fire star here, and what it does is it takes your energy, and you can put a picture in it, for example, and go in the picture, or you can put a book in it, as a service in the book. Because it's that positive and negative marrying of the female-male energy. Remember, we said that the female energy, which we're upset with, is the intellect, the thoughts anyway. So this is now marrying you into the proper function in the sleeping state. And that's why these mineral types of formulas are very necessary, because your body uses up most of its nutrition at night when you sleep. Your brain is 80% more active than it normally is. This is a picture of one of the stairway of the radiator. This is a system here that was put in Hawaii. This is one of our system three that we have. It's installed in Hawaii. We can program these systems to do many different things. I've written little books and things to explain what they can do. But basically, this system right here was set up in Hawaii. And a friend of mine set it up over there. This is something we developed. That's the master crystal. We use a lot of crystals in our system because we work with nature spirit. One of the part of the training that's necessary is learning how to work with nature spirit. Sannyasi says that the crystal formation, like crystal that I carry around right here, was a perfect synthesis of zero of spirit and matter in zero time. But she also said that the Akashic record, which is a record of man's thought, is, you know, constantly growing because man grows, and it's growing in the quartz kingdom. That's why crystals like this one up here in the front grow a tenth of 1% of their weight every 10 years, even though they're not ground, because they're growing in consciousness. So our systems are able to tap into the Akashic records, and through programming the crystals in the systems, you can make events happen. In the case of this particular system, the guy that owned it was very wise. That little picture of that child was up in there. Back on the other side, by the way, he was born in that system. He's so black. This is a picture of a little baby right here. Born in system three. Kids made me. That system went on the air over in Hawaii and got on the Inner Island Cable television. And the Dalai Lama saw it. When the Dalai Lama saw it, he came over to Ron's house and said, "This is the technology that will be used previous to the second coming." And we studied this in our Vedas, and he took Ron to Tibet and his wife and his kid. He gave him $10,000 on the spot. And they went to Tibet for 6 months to learn about this stuff. This happened back about 1986. So this technology does get around the world, and people are attracted to it. I put my phone number up on the top. Take it down. We might do something in December in San Diego, and maybe a demonstration of some of this on a higher level than you see today. This is a system at my house. It's Omnion right here. And right here is a champagne reflector. When it activates, you can tune it up, and it starts to activate. You start getting this aura field around it like this. And then we bring it up more because the whole house is energetic and moves into him. And you start getting exoplasm spills like you see here. Now, when you live in an area, the body gives off amino acids, and these amino acids are embedded in the walls. And spiritual entities, both good or bad, can pull on these amino acids and pull enough energy out of them to reflect light and become aberration. This is a spill of several lasers coming here in the living room. We have an annual seminar in Laguna, which is in the spring, where we have a certain limited group that comes and then we have them experience the full blown system there. This is my master crystal pumping up into white light right here. It's about a 75 pound crystal on the floor. We have mines in Arkansas, and we mine crystals and send them all over the world, especially for our system. But here is where we have an angel manifestation, which we get more and more of them these days. You can see the wings running here across this right there. It flies off in the next slide.
Mm-hmm.
He freaked out in the interview, though.
How did he do that?
I think he was in a car accident. He got down to Arkansas, and all my friends at the mines wanted to call him and come over and visit with him and stuff. Because they were all real friendly. Randall was afraid of him. He told him, you know, scary experiences with Crystal. But he was freaking out, you know.
Did you bring some info, Tony, or do you
don't have any? You want to use a little in here in a minute.
Okay, yeah, I'll get
something. The next slide, I think you guys are coming up. See, it was coming up. Here, it flew out right there. People, like one guy who's in our audience, Jeff Tanner, he's a producer. He takes pictures a lot of times. A lot of times people come and take pictures. He did a Faust the other night. It was on cable TV. And that's when he brought some heavy spirits up. We actually captured his face on a videotape in one of the devices. Went out in Southern California, saw it on his video channel. But I mean, we were able to do some amazing things in theater with this energy now, too, and compare it with the world. Not like it just happened. Sometimes the house gets real thick and you can see through the wall. We've had a couple of times we could see right through the ceiling because it just breaks down the molecular bond of the whole structure. Now, this is a fourth dimensional, it's a holographic experience in DNA, but it's also a physical experience, too. You have to get the emotional body charged up to a level. And we haven't done that yet. I'll charge your emotional body in a minute. We got a little meditation to put some clarity to direct it through the meditation, but it takes the whole working environment. You have to have the whole house vibrating. It takes time to educate your house. Once you put a system in a few parts at a time, over a period of years, your whole house changes energy. Example, we put one crystal of Hawaii on karate, and we educated the Buddhist monks about this crystal. They wanted it, they had a vision on it, but they used our laser to build a temple around it. You know, it's really amazing. We get people coming up with this experience with a whole temple now in some higher religion, some of the crystal that we use. This is the fire star that we have right here. This is the one. These are crystallized. These generate on five chakra levels. So when you go around, when you start playing a little music, you can grab your hands and just direct them with this fire star and get all the lasers tuned to it. You'll feel energy coming off of it. Some of you sitting in the front row might feel it. But when you add the sound factor to it, and what happens is these are used for ET. We developed this originally to make contact with ETs on a regular basis for a lot of people because it teaches your body how to generate the hormone structures. This weekend there was a conference in Europe, Eric von Daniken use one of these to generate a whole channeling session. The way I met my wife, I keep running in and out of here, I had one of these set up in Germany in 1988, and we had 500 people at a UFO conference, a channeling conference, and I was playing a synthesizer over here. And the ETs came, and we had a lot of people standing because the Congress halls and the Bavarian Alps have huge glass sides, and they were outside hovering. Then the Air Force from Germany came after them. Then the police came out and cordoned off the entire town. So, I mean, that's the kind of experiences that people are having with these situations in Oldenburg, Germany. We set a system up there, and we have a videotape of it. UFO, the saucer came right down the Autobahn, and the whole half the town saw it. It was in the front pages of the newspaper over there. So, this is a very Interesting. Now, we use lasers because lasers, what the laser does is that the laser takes the energy of white light and pumps it into a gas structure. This gas structure absorbs the green energy of the white light, like we start showing the hydrogen. I don't care what color the output is, the laser only absorbs the green energy. Then, depending on the gas, it activates the entire structure of the laser gas and comes off the astral plane with a photon. So the color, the actual pigment of coloring, like in this red laser right here, is coming from the astral plane. And if you stare, like if you start staring at this thing right here, this green, with your eyes, or you start staring at the red one, and I'll play a little sound here in a few minutes, you stare at that, the crystal will activate the Akashic memory in your body, and you let that fill your entire being. Sometimes you'll have an experience. It's a lot easier when I'm not talking to concentrate on these different color frequencies. We usually use the incense to purify the room a little bit. That's the center of it. Each one of these chambers is tuned to your chakra for psychic work. We have a lady in Hawaii that is a kahuna that we have people contact, and then what happens is when you get tuned, in your body, certain people are, my wife needs some natural rubies, a Herkimer diamond, and some other stones. Everybody's different. There's people in the audience here present that have these things at home, and they're all different, and they're all tuned to their own frequency. Over a period of time, you'll start to open up your consciousness, and tremendous things start to change through your entire aura field. They also work the same way as a bee is attracted to honey, to a flower. When a certain vibratory frequency occurs in nature, the queen bee, which is manifested by the consciousness of an angel that presides over that hive, stands out on its aura field, a bee out to the flower, and the bee then pollinizes the flower and brings the honey back. And Sanyasiya told me if you would put a silk camera over a beehive and color all the bees, you would see the shape of the angel, because the bee always moves. They don't go straight to the flower back, they move in the curvature of the aura field. Well, in Germany, they recently just completed a study like that, and they found that, in fact, you can see this angel form. And when I was over there just 3 weeks ago, during the lecture, one of the professors in the college says, yeah, we just finished doing that. This is something the opposite one in 1979. So this generates, and each bee kingdom has a different frequency. Each angel has a different frequency in the bee kingdom. And the bee can't fly, it's 50 times too heavy. Because the wing, so it has to get tremendous energy. So the energy comes from the angel, and that's why the bee is able to fly, because it's getting its energy directly from spirit and not from itself. Because the bee would blow up if it hadn't had that much energy in it. It'd be like you waving your hands up here, and you fly at 50 feet. It's not going to happen, regardless of how you move your hands and stuff. Yeah, I know. It's going to let you fly to the end of these flights. The rubies that we use in Earth. That's the back shield, another device that we use. Now here, you'll be able to see some of the newer work that we've done. These are pictures of scalar waves done with infrared photography. Here is an energy coming off the radiator, which is sitting over here in a laboratory condition, coming out of the fourth dimension. Everybody see that? The scalar wave. That's some of the first photography of scalar wave photography ever done. There's another one right there, too. Right here. Yeah. It's just beautiful. It's a diamond shape. It's the same thing the Pleiadian ships use. Yeah, we're photographing it now. It's just amazing. And this is what was in the pyramid. When you flip the pyramid back and forth, or you do that, that's the energy that goes in your brain. Your consciousness goes to that. See, that's what we're lacking in our environment, is this kind of energy. There's more, yeah. This is when I worked with Ralph Sierra. We did a lot of work together. He was a healer for magnetic therapy and pyramid energy. We used to take acid, like Joe Montana had a trick arm or something. He'd go down there in the back. This is the radar I worked on when I was in the Air Force. This is the actual site that I was stationed on. And this radar is the same radar we developed in New Mexico that brought down the first gray spaceship. That's the ship I worked on with Warner Von Braun. We built a lot of those. They all went to the moon. This is NASA. This is another ship that Jim and Dale Churchill and I were working on. The name of the ship is Scott. You can see it in the end up there. We tried to build a beam ship, and then it was called Scott. Because the world wasn't ready for technology. I built a time machine also. This is a ship over there in 51, a photograph of it. This is a drawing, another picture of it. We have a videotape that you can order now through the back of my book. Just coming out, we got pictures even like, you know, much better than this. This is a diagram of all the systems of how that little ship works, because like we got architects come over and the detectives and scientists, and there's a whole other story. That's the workings of a grand alien technology. Go ahead, like that stuff.
We only got about 10 minutes left.
That's the
government
game that's going to Yeah. That's the same one as this in flight. See it? That's that. That's the diagram of how it works. The NASA gave me a design for this back, and it was not too different. I don't have time to explain it now.
What was the one that was flying?
That was the same thing. It was a joint. This is a the alien. Yeah. And you can hardly, this is an implant. It's a big old implant. I got the sliding back here. This was a implant of a girl that Bud Hopkins identified. There's an implant here and there's one right there. There's an implant right there and right there. Down the CAT scan. Remember the guy who did the shooting in Texas, Paul Whitney, in a school down there? Did the diary? They found two implants like that in him, too.
That's over in the front part of the brain?
No. Yeah, they're identical, middle. Between the ears and up. Yeah. These are some crop circles. I've been able to interpret these, and Robin has started teaching me how these work. This crop circle, what it's saying is that it's talking about conversion of consciousness on the mental plane, which is the three-sign pyramid. It's a sixth ring, which is the second chakra up in the body. And these are the roots to it. And it's talking about the interface of the mental level. We're on the mental convergence of these four dimensions. It's in my book. I wrote, you'll see it's similar to as I did my book, and Andy said, yeah, this top circle came in a month ago. It was brand new. This is some scientific breakdown of the top circle. This is all over Hawaii when I was recording. We send music down into the crater, and when we capture it, we mix it down subtly into our album so you get a subtle high energy mix.
Which crater is that?
Oh, the Aqua. Okay, now I'm going to shut the slide to take it off. Now, I get the lasers going, everybody. Yeah?
Is the
intro going? Are all the lasers tuned up?
We're going to love this out there.
That's a cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now what I want you guys to do, first we're going to clear your sound chakras out, and then we're going to add a Perennial ship down.
Yeah, you can X-ray it, you can dial it for me. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. We're just out in, we've been out in Dulce working with the Apaches a lot. And we've done some of the effective ground capturing, some of the energy, but it's really into this. Because you can, the Indians have some great energy in their different special areas.
Okay, now I'm going to step on.
Yeah, it worked. I don't have it anymore. I had to take it from Mark.
Okay. This works. Careful, don't get too close to those wires over here. Now, when we do this stuff, you study, pick the fire star, or choose one of the crystals, whichever feels better. Take a deep breath. Before you hear the spaceship sound, we're going to use a harmonic of their sound. And I want you to feel the entire body. It's going to be a strong, hard, level sound. I think you'll recognize it. Timbers, but they had to be. And he was playing in the ship.
Yeah, all my albums have those songs. I played three songs off just one of my albums there. They're just a little short part.
Did you work with him? No, he did all his stuff. We did all our stuff independent. But it gives you an idea. I mean, what can you do in 2 hours? But I think you guys will. I had a great time.
This concludes this presentation.
Well, you just listened to another Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy show. I realized that music was a little distorted because they didn't have it. It sounded great in the audience when we do that live, but unfortunately, the crappy microphones that they had me wired up with weren't very good. Anyway, we'll see you next weekend. We'll have Steve Barish on. We're going to talk about some new stuff. See you around.